Welcome to the 23 Minutes in Hell podcast, where author and speaker Bill Wiest and his wife Annette address the many questions and concerns that we all have about the topic of hell and eternity. Bill and Annette believe the subject of hell shouldn't grip us with fear, but instead should inspire us to invest the time we have left on earth wisely. Tune in for today's enlightening broadcast.
Thank you for joining my wife and I. Today we are answering the question, will there be time in heaven? Now, there is a misconception that time itself is done away with once we are in heaven. The reason many think this is because God himself is outside of the time domain. But are we? These next verses indicate that there will be time that passes for those in heaven. However, the burden of time will no longer exist. The pressure we now feel will be removed.
Oh, I like that. The pressure of time removed. I mean, how many times are we in a hurry or, you know, gotta go. Oh, I only have much time. I can't get this done. You know, we say that to ourselves just functioning in the world here.
Right.
But, you know, Jesus said, my burden is light and my yoke is easy. So I could see being with him for all eternity that the burden of time would no longer exist.
That's right. That's right.
You know, Bill, in this first verse we're going to look at is referring to some of the martyrs that came out of the tribulation period, and they were now in heaven. Revelation 6, 10, and 11 says, they called out in a loud voice, how long, sovereign Lord, holy and true, until you judge the inhabitants of the earth and avenge our blood? Then each of them was given a white robe, and they were told to wait a little longer, until the full number of their fellow servants, their brothers and sisters, were killed just as they had been.
That's an interesting verse, because notice they had asked how long and they were told to wait. Well, this, of course, indicates the passage of time. Another verse, Revelation 7:15, says, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. Now, these are those that are saved during the tribulation, and they will serve him day and night. Revelation 22:2 says, on each side of the river in heaven stood the tree of life bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. Notice there are months in heaven. Isaiah 66:22-23 says, as the new heavens and the new earth that I make will endure before me, declares the Lord, so will your name and descendants endure. From one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another. Now, Sabbaths and new moons indicate weeks and months.
And that will also be when we're on the earth, when Jesus is ruling and reigning on the earth as well.
Right, exactly.
So I don't know, is that what Isaiah 66 is referring to?
Yes.
Okay.
Right, the new earth.
The new earth.
So there'll be time then also.
It makes sense, yes. It's almost like it's just because it's a benefit to man that God would have some kind of passage, we would know about a passage of time.
Right, right.
But without the negative effect of it.
Right. And this verse confirms that. Genesis 8:22 says, as long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease. So that's talking about, see, the earth, the time will never cease.
Yes, and the scripture says in at least three places that the earth abides forever. Psalms 104:5, Ecclesiastes 1:4, Psalm 78:69. So day and night will never cease, as you just said.
Right.
You know, in another verse regarding time in heaven is Revelation 8:1, which states, when he opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about a half an hour. So that is a very specific period of time.
Right.
And Ephesians 2:7 speaks of in the coming ages. And ages, of course, refers to time. And Revelation 5:9-12 says, and they sang a new song. They are singing in heaven. So, you know, singing involves a beat, which is a passing of time.
Exactly. Right. Now, some say time is an enemy and it is a result of the fall of man in the garden. But not so, as time existed before the fall. Remember when God created the earth before there was sin, he established evening and morning, which were the first day, and then the second day, and so on for those 6 days.
Yes, that's true. And there is also the period of time coming on the earth after the tribulation, and it is called the millennium. It is a 1,000-year period of time that was determined by God. This is when Christ will reign on the earth, Revelation 20, verse 3, and it will be precisely 1,000 years.
Right.
So that's not time in heaven, but that is time in eternity starts for us, you know, when we go to heaven, and
right.
It will be on the earth.
Right. Just showing the passage of time again. Mm-hmm. Continues. We also know that time exists for those in hell. You know, Revelation 14, 10 and 11 state that their torment is forever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night. And then there's many other verses that indicate that. But, you know, also when, you know, God gave me an experience of hell, and I wrote about in the book 23 Minutes in Hell. And when I was there, I was only there 23 minutes, but I felt like I was there 23 weeks. So the passage of time I was aware of, but it just seemed so slow because of the suffering and so forth. But I had the understanding that it was forever. It would never, ever end. So there was a passage of time also in hell. But also when I was brought out of hell and I was with the Lord, then I was back in my spirit body. And with him, I felt the burden of time was removed. It was like a weight coming off my shoulders. And I didn't think about the past or the future. I just was enjoying the moment. So you're just in the moment when you're in eternity. So there's no regret of the past and no concern of the future.
Oh, that's so good. That's wonderful. Yeah. So time, again, without the negative effects of it.
Exactly. And, you know, I want to point out a verse that some misinterpret. Revelation 10:6 says that there should be time no longer. Now, this does not mean that time no longer exists. The wording in the King James Version is incorrect, as other translations of the Bible make it clear. The New King James Version says that there should be delay no longer, not that time is no longer. It's the delay. And the New Living Translation says there will be no more delay. And just about every other version says the same thing. So it's no delay, not that there's no time.
Yes, and there's a couple commentaries on this verse as well. Believer's Bible Commentary on page 2367 states that there shall be delay no longer, just as you said. And also Nelson's Bible Commentary, page 1748, states, when the mystery of God should be finished.
That's right. So that means no more delay in the unfolding of the events that lead to Christ's return. That's what that's talking about. Now, on the earth, we are all burdened with the pressure of not having enough time. Like I said, it's like a weight on our shoulders. Well, in heaven, there will be no shortage of time as we will be living in eternity. The negative aspects of time no longer exist. We are redeemed from it and its pressure and the burden of time. Time will be a commodity that we will never exhaust.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to subscribe, rate this program, and share it on social media outlets. To stay in touch with us and learn more about this ministry, consider checking out our resources at soulchoiceministries.com.